You're on Groove 107.7 FM and on the line all the way from America. I am very pleased to have Dave Strassman. Dave, how are you?
Tim, how's it going, man? I'm doing very good. Just want to let you know I'm not moving my lips right now, and I'm not going to tell you where my hand is.
Just as well, it could be worrying. Do you call that...
Back, man. I'm coming back to Wellington.
Yeah? When is that?
When am I coming?
When are you coming?
The 19th and 20th of February at the Opera House.
Oh, excellent. That's a big gig. Do you reckon you can fill it?
Yeah, of course. I've done it many, many times. In fact, I filmed my first DVD there.
Wow.
Went triple platinum, so it's good. It's a good luck venue for me. And did you know that I lived in Petone?
You did?
Yes.
Wow.
Listen, how's this for a life? I lived in Petone and went to work in Lower Hutt.
Oh, well, you know, we'll forgive you for that. What did you do in Lower Hutt?
It's when I filmed my TV series at TVNZ.
Oh, of course.
It's either Upper or Lower Hutt. Where is it?
Lower Hutt, Avalon, the Avalon TV
Avalon.
Studios.
Yeah.
So you were doing that stuff with Mike King and co?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think we have fond memories of that.
Fun. He was fun to work with.
Yeah, yeah, he's had a bit of a health scare lately.
Yeah, so I hear, but that was wild. That was a year ago.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, he's on the mend. He's on the
Good.
Mend. So what have you been doing? Where are you? Where are we calling?
Right now I'm in my home in Hollywood, California, up in the Hollywood Hills in Laurel Canyon, where a lot of the music scene kind of began in the 60s, across the street, Jim Morrison lived there, and Joni Mitchell down the street, and the Doors were here, and the Beatles and the Stones, and it's a pretty famous place. Now it's a bunch of hippies who are balding.
So you're in the Strassman Mansion, is that right?
Well, I wouldn't call it a mansion. I'm a ventriloquist, not Brad Pitt.
So you got the hand up the butt of a building instead.
That's right. But I'm coming with a completely brand new show.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Farewell Tour.
Mm. So what are you bringing?
Well, it's 100% brand new from anything I've done on DVD or live show or television, and it's my seven regular characters. You know, Ted's there, Chuck, Grandpa Fred, the Beaver, the Alien, and my incredible robotics are also in this show. But Teddy has announced he wants to leave showbiz. He can't stand the paparazzi and then the travel and the showbiz and the stress. He wants to find his purpose in life. So,
yep.
all the puppets are jockeying to fill the position. It's a dog-eat-dog world out there. They're at each other's throats. In the second half, I hold a You've Got Talent auditions for puppets from around the world, where we have sick and crazy auditioners trying to take his place. I'm not going to tell you what happened.
No, don't do that. You'll spoil the ending.
But,
yeah.
The Auckland newspaper said, I played the show in Auckland last year, and it was. They said it was touching yet weird, my ending.
That's a good start.
Yeah, it's a good start.
That's a good start.
It's like a Finn Brothers reunion, you know.
Yeah, same sort of thing, really. You're never quite sure how many Finns are going to get on stage these days, though.
That's right.
Yeah. So I suppose it's the same with the Strassmans. Have you got any little helpers yet?
What do you mean little helpers?
Little Strassmans helping out.
Well, I do have a son, but no, he stays in school when I go on tour.
He's
but
not interested.
There are eight brand new puppets in the show in the
Wow.
animation part. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very twisted and sick, and this is definitely a show not for kids.
Are you allowed to tell us the names of the puppets, or are they all mysterious?
Well, describe some. Let's see. There is a drunken clown.
Yes.
There is a ex-supermodel skeleton. There is an invisible puppet.
Mm-hmm.
There's a teddy bear imposter. There is a puppet named Mumbles, and he's the one that has no mouth. What else? A lot of other surprises. It's pretty crazy, and I do my very first ventriloquist trick in my entire career in this show. I do a routine. It's part of the show where I do five voices at once, coming from five different directions.
Wow, that's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, without the help of microphones or tape decks or speakers hidden. It's all done real, live.
Wow, that's going to be pretty exciting. How long's the show?
It's roughly a two-hour show with an interval, and it's about a laugh every 10 seconds. The show I've been doing now for about 2.5 years. I've toured most of Australia. I've played Auckland. This is my second appearance in New Zealand, and not only am I doing Wellington, but I'm playing, you know, cities in both the North and South Islands, and I can't tell you, I can't wait to come back. New Zealand is my favorite. You guys are so chilled and laid back, and you laugh at my jokes.
Oh, well, that's a good reason. That's like a grandmother, really. I come to dinner because you laugh at my jokes.
Well, no, but see, but she does it because she's senile.
Yeah, true.
You guys do it because I'm really funny.
Oh,
well. My puppets are funny. I'm not that funny.
Yes, I think you are. I think you are. Now, what have you been doing since we last saw you in New Zealand? There was a big TV thing. There was a bit of touring, and then.
Well, let's see. I did
a puff of smoke.
A really great TV series, and I did an okay TV series, and the third one was just shite. And so I wasn't too proud of that last TV series. And then I did a couple tours. I've toured the British Commonwealth, everywhere from South Africa to Edinburgh, from Australia to Invercargill. And I've just been writing new material, building new puppets, upgrading my robotics.
Yep.
At the end of my show, all the puppets come to life in a most amazing robotic finale.
Ah, so there's a few remote control ones in there as well.
Well, 99% of my show is traditional hand up the bum ventriloquism.
Yep.
And the rest is the very last bit of my show, like about 2 or 3 minutes, is a jaw dropping finale where the puppets move all by themselves.
Wow, that sounds impressive. It certainly does. So we're going to be seeing you in Wellington. Now, what's the weirdest place you've toured?
The weirdest place I toured, Denmark was pretty wild. I played Aarhus, Denmark. It was really a great gig, but it was just so foreign because it's, they speak English fluently, but they also speak Danish. So it was very strange performing there. But I loved it, you know, being in old Europe.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I see that you've also lived in Alaska.
I have a house in Ketchikan, Alaska, and Alaska is like, imagine New Zealand multiplied by 5 million.
Yeah, but the ice fishing's good.
Ice fishing, fjords, mountains, volcanoes, tropical temperate forests. Alaska's an amazing place.
Yeah, I can see how you come up with your routines and everything with cabin fever. There's nothing else to do, perhaps?
Yeah. Kevin has a brand new, all my puppets have brand new routines in this.
Yeah.
And you know what, they're not new routines and tired, they're new routines and vibrant. I'm really, really very pleased. I think this is my funniest show yet. Really think it is.
Oh, good, well, we'll look forward to that. The only other question I wanted to ask you is, what's happened to the Russian? I know you study Russian theatre. Amongst
the
Yeah, Cody, I've got your biography here. It tells me you've studied Russian, Shakespeare, fencing, ballet.
I studied a bit of Russian theater. That was way back when I was in acting school in New York City. The acting school I went to, the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, this school taught me everything from fencing to Russian theater to stage speech to body movement to ballet. It was a phenomenal curriculum of theatrical arts, and Russian theater was part of it. Can you name a Russian playwright?
Chekhov, perhaps?
Chekhov, there you
yeah.
go. Chekhov is the first one that comes to mind, that's right.
Yeah, we'll check him off. Anyway, exactly. Well, thank you so much for talking to us, and we're going to be looking forward to seeing you at the end of February.
Can't wait to be coming home, that's right. And Wellington, you just keep it nice and warm and not too windy, huh?
Well, it's never windy here. That's Chicago.
Yeah, no,
you're thinking of the other side of the world. Yeah. Indeed. Thanks for your time, Dave.
Thanks, Tim.
Okay, we'll see you soon. Ka kite.
Cheers.